Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. We've been discussing the inyan of Toles Chasanim and Isser Shir. This is the fourth shir, and it has been just a phenomenal journey. And now we are continuing. Again, the Yesod HaDvarim is that the Isser of Ataras Chasanim is a din, not on a kli, that it's asur to wear this kli of a crown. Rather, the Yesod HaIsser is defined as he may not be Mi'utar, just like Mitznefes, compared to the Pasuk of Mitznefes. That just like Mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol, the problem is not that he's not wearing the Mitznefes, the problem is there's no Kohen Gadol. It's din in the Kohen Gadol, no Kohen Gadol to wear the Mitznefes. So too, the din is in the Gavra, and the person, Chas, is not allowed to have the crown on him. And with this, we had Mamish Pele Plus, we saw Chidushim, Nesugia, we said Pshan Yerushalmi, Yadvarim Ayum Amash Meirei Inayim Mesamche Lev, Shuv Zeh Ashiur HaRevi'i, Veomer Moreinu Varabeinu Lefi Zenera, Vema Dishari Atoreis Kalois, Veosur Bi'ir Shel Zov. Zot omeret, Bagmara Roin, that Atoreis Kalos, that Kalas are allowed to wear crowns, but they are not allowed to wear a crown which is in the shape of a city, as the Gemara says. If the vort by kalas is like the vort by chasanim, that what? That they are not allowed to be crowned. That it's been in a kala. The kala is not allowed to be in a state where she is called ne'uteret, that she has a crown on her. It's din in her. Then any type of crown would be us. Not only an ear, but any type of crown would be asi. Like we said before, if it's called mu'tar, what does it matter what the person's mu'tar with? Like we said in the previous shir, that's why a chasen, in passing halacha, since it's a din for him not to be mu'tar, it doesn't matter what type of crown it is. So that's all. If that was the same din by a kala, then we forbid any type of crown. However, the reality is, that Elena Mar was a Isur Shimusha Klishu Ze Shihu Atara Lekalot. But rather, it was an Isur set on this Kli as an Atara for Kalos. But this specific Atara for Kalos is forbidden, and therefore we can make a distinction between different types of Ataras. And we can say that if you have the Zav and you have the city, which is illustrated on it, it's Aser, because it's an Iser on this specific type of Kli, not Bechlal, that the Kala is now out of Yom Mutelet. Ve'achein, Bataz, B'siman Tav Kuf Samach, Siv Katan Vav, Sided, Shelo Nesra, Ela Atara, Miuchedet Lekalot. Adon Yishim Bagam Ledavar Acher, Shari Af Lekala, Zak Bataz, that what's only, the only thing that's Aser, is if it's a crown that's special for brides. But if you use it for other things as well, then the bride is allowed to use it. And again, that's because the Isser is on the usage of this type of sug, this type of category of a kli, which is an atara lekalas. Not that there's an Isser that the kalas shouldn't be mutars. It's this type of kli, and therefore it's mutar if it's a kli that other people also use it, because this doesn't have a shame kli shel atarot kalot. It has to have a shame kli shel atarot kalot. That's an ear. Otherwise, it's mutter. So, because again, it's an isser on the kli and not on the kal that you shouldn't be mutarot. Now, the taz isn't absolute about this. And ulo haya muchlat haze, ulo echlit ken. Ayin sham bedivrei ataz, shuv tav kuf samach, sif katan vav. V'chein hu mashmu divrei haramban b'sefer Torat Adam, u'b'tosfot b'shabbat, b'daf nutet, b'dibur ha-matchil, v'lo b'ir shel zahav. See there in Tosfos, that we see that that The Yershel Zav is mutter for other women, but it's asura lekala. Why? Because they assert the usage of this kli only b'shas ribu simcha, but when there's no ribu simcha, when there's no excessive joy, then it's permitted. So they assert it for a kali, even though it's used for other people. But again, the word is on the kli and not on the person. So it's an isur shimush b'kli. And the only time that this kli is usur is b'shas ribu simcha, but the yisoro is an isur shimush b'kli. And on this, the Ramban writes, Shelo asu b'chol kli misug zeh, kidei shelo tia kalam minuvelet v'gamrei. Aval, like we saw the Ramban in the previous shir, that we didn't ask her all types of kelim because we don't want her to be minuvelet. We want the kala, wants to look pretty, and we want her to be able to feel like she looks pretty. So therefore, we're not answering other types of kelim. It's only an isra on this specific kli, and that's only after we say in the Gemara that there's this iser is bidumya lekoin gadol, begavri. In other words, it has to be with men. It's a male iser, not a female iser. Without this inyan, the gather of the iser b'nishay would be like the iser with gavri, and it wouldn't be mechalik between shel zahav and shel beged. And therefore, it says no, dafka dumi de gavri. It has to be a guy thing, and since it's a guy thing, it doesn't apply to the ladies, and therefore we only ask her this specific type of clue. But if it wouldn't be a guy thing, meaning the iser of wearing a crown, then we would ask her crowns for women just like men. And just like by men, we ask her all types of crowns. Right? Like Gemara says, any type of a Torah, and that's the way the Rambam paskins. So we would say the same thing about women. But since it's Dumi the Gavri, the Ramban says, okay, so we're not going to be so machmirs because we don't want that the Isha should be minuvelet, that she shouldn't look good, gevaldik. Okay, so that is wonderful, and it stems nicely with or even learning it till now. However, we can add according to this, based on what it says in the Shiurei Karban, to explain the Yerushalmi that we saw in the previous shir, in Perek Tes of Maseches Sota, that the Yerushalmi says, who is Matir? Who is Matir? Mi Matir is Harishonos. Who is Matir the Rishonos? What does that mean? So the Sharia Karban explains that Ataras Chasanim is Asir Lekol Adam, Velo rak lachasanim. Wow. It's a chiddush to say it's asur. Ataras hanav asur l'chol adam nali for chasanim. And the Shiurei Karban proves it from the Kefil Divrei Rambam that we brought earlier. Halacha Tesvav. Ram says, v'achak kazu ataras chasanim shul anich m'klal. V'shelo yaneach chasim b'rosh v'shum kolil sh'nemar haser. So first the Rambam says they made a gzeira on the Taurus Chasanim not to put them on at all, and then that the Chasin shouldn't put on his head any kolil. So the Shiurei Karban says, it's repeated, Rambam is repeating himself, right? First he says they made a gzeira on the Taurus Chasanim not to put them on, and then a Chasin shouldn't put on a Taurus Chasanim on his head. We already said that in the Reisha. So says the Shiurei Karban, in the Reisha the Rambam is telling us that by Taurus Chasanim asuris lekulam, that a Taurus Chasanim are usher to everybody. And that's what Rambam writes, what's the Rambam's Lashon? And says, Gazral Taurus Khanam Shalom Nicham Klal. Anybody. Nobody's allowed to put in a Taurus Khasanim. Call out them. And then the Hemshech the Rambam writes the Isra on the Chasin. So there's an Isra on the Chasin as well. There's really an Isra on everybody. And the Shiurei Karban proves this from Yirmiyah in the Yerushalmi, who made this Atara and he wasn't a Chasin. He put on an Atara and he wasn't a Chasin. And he ended up paying a heavy price for it. But he wasn't a chassan. So you see that it's also even for non-chassan. V'chein mashma amilosh and agamar v'gidim. It says, nistalkom atar me'rosh kol adam. It's mashma kol adam alav dafka chassanim. And Atar's kalas also, it says in the Mishnah, that they added in the poems of Titus, when Titus destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So they added Atar's kalas. But it's a chenim, v'orav agamar v'soyta, she'atarot kalot, haynu ir shel zahav, u'muchrach she'mutarot hem, the Sha'al Mashim. Wait a second, we see in the Gemara and Seita that Ataras Kalos is the Yershel Zav, and it's mutter for other women, like we see in the Mishnah on Shabbos. And Zayin, on Shabbos, I said about it, but during the week it's mutter, like Tosfos and Ramban prove from there. So Ataras Kalos are. Permitted for other women. So the question is, that's the Yerushalmi's kasha. Mi Tiran. Who is matir these ataras kalos for other women besides kalos? Mi Tiran. In other words, just like for chasanim, we ask her not only for chasanim, also for non-chasanim. So to ataras, we ask her for kalos and also for non-kalos. So azer shvel tak mara, no, was mi Tiran. Mi Tiran. Who is matir? And that the Yerushalmi answers, "Sherabbi seinu she'etiru apilyan b'seicho ir, heim elu she'etiru yirshal zav l'sha'ar nashim." And our rabbis who permitted an apilyan b'seicho ir in other words, they permitted the kala to go in this special wagon and a special apilyan. So they were also matir, the Yershel Zav, the Shaar Nashim. That's how the Sherei Karvan learns up the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Mi'atiran. Who is matir other women to wear a Taurus Kalos? Who is matir non Kalos to wear a Taurus Kalos? And the answer is, Misha Matir Ishu Matir Es Elu, Matir Es Elu. The one who was Matir Es Elu, meaning the Apirion, the Apirion, that they're allowed to go in this wagon, are the same ones who are Matir, the Yershel Zav, the Shaar Nashim. It's like we learned that they were Matir, the Apirion. They were also Matir, the Yershel Zav for other women. So that's how he reads the Yerushalmi. Like the Mishnah says there, Rabbi Seinu Tiru Shteitzekal Vipirim Sochayir, Givalvik. The only problem is that the Sherei Karvan didn't explain what's the Hemshech. The Hemshech is, Kiadar Reish Kalusa, right? That it says in the Yerushalmi that the Reish Kalusa asks, Rav Chizdai, where's the din? When it says in the Pasuk, Ko Amar Hashem, Heser Metzef Ser Matara, So really, who's on service? Who's her Hurmatar? So when the Mitznefes is removed, there's no Kohen Gadol, then there's no crown. The Chassan's not allowed to wear a crown. And then Rabbi Yochanan liked this fourth, like the Yerushalmi says. The question is, well, what does that have to do with the Yershel Zav of the Shaar Nashim? And what's the union of the what's the connection between the Yershel Zav of the Shaar Nashim to the Heter Apirion B'Soch Ha'ir? That they were both permitted with the same Heter. We also have to understand that's a min shekaz of sherei karvan. But the Rambam starts off and he says that ataras are also for any person. And then the hemshech is a chassan. 1 second, pashat kasha. It's also for everybody. Of course, it's also for a chassan. What is the Rambam adding? And it's just a pella that the sherei karvan didn't explain this seemingly simple issue. So, Amar Rabbeisa, I have some good news for you. There is a tremendous mahalach here. The hemshech had Rambam to explain this, and with that, we're going to explain the meaning of the shir. Mirtz Hashem, Mishtaos, Zemer, etc. Getting back to what we learned in the first year. But like my rule is, to fast and move a little bit faster, to fast and more to faster. So Baruch Hashem, we saw the flows in this year. And please God, we are going to continue in the future. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much. Shalom, shalom. We shall continue.